Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
We'll play you what GN is reporting regarding the plans and the renderings of the Sox stadium. So they led with that, and we'll spin that around here shortly. Also about the Bears season ticket holders price increase between 6 and 11%. We just read you the letter, 312-332-3776, and Aki's A-List. Then we'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah. Don't forget, new hours, we're on until 6:30. Bleck and Abdallah with us at 6:15. Andy's in Plainfield. Andy, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me on so I can kind of air my grievance here. I am a season ticket holder. I have been for a very long time. And Kevin Warren, I wanted to call in like 3 weeks ago. I wish I would have before this letter came out to us. Kevin Warren is the worst thing that could have happened to Bears season ticket holders because he is just going to drive prices up and he's going to keep that stadium downtown. And as a Bears fan, I am so jealous of the Packers. They can go and tailgate. They can park right next to the stadium. They can be there for 8 hours. We have none of that. It costs like $100 to park at Adler. You can't park anywhere. You got to park at Millennium, take a bus in, then take a bus back out. It's awful. It is really awful, and I'm not happy with, I think, the direction he's taking it because it's just going to cost us more. It's going to drive the prices up, and the stadium, you know, it still can't have access. If it's in the city, no matter what they do, you cannot have access. I wonder how many percentage of the Bears season ticket holders live in the city because I would venture to say not many. I'd say most of them probably. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But it's not for us. It's not helping us. And I mean, you're increasing our prices 8% for this last season? For the season before? Are you kidding me?
Andy,
you know, and I know.
Andy, I would ask you, like, the fellow season ticket holders that you know, do most feel like you?
I yes, absolutely. And there's a group around where I sit. And, you know, we talk to each other and we'll trade tickets. You know, if somebody's not going to be there, you know, we'll call each other. Absolutely. Everybody feels the same way. It's a pain in the butt. You know, if you look at, like, the South Lot and the Waldron Lot, it's a quote-unquote lottery. Well, in all the years that I've been a season ticket holder, I've won it once. And isn't it funny, you know, the Chicago way, how it's always the same people that seem to get that parking right there, and everybody else has to park at 35th Street or, you know, all over the place. You have to walk, like, three-quarters of a mile or longer. You have to suck in all the bus fumes and under McCormick Place as you're walking down there or wait an hour for the bus. It's crap. There is no solution downtown other than, hey, look, we got this pretty stadium. How do we get here? You know, I got a bone with Wilbon, too, because he comes in for one or two games a year. He's probably getting dropped, and I don't know this, so I could be wrong. Is he getting dropped off by a limo? Is he parking in the north garage in the stadium? Because something tells me he's not putting up with what we are either. So when he says, oh, it's got to stay downtown, got to stay downtown, my thing is, you're not a customer, dude. You come in for one or two games a year. I'm a season ticket holder. I have to buy all the tickets, including the preseason, right? And it's just awful. I'm really upset. And I don't think Kevin Warren is a good thing. I never did. I knew what it was going to happen. If it goes to Arlington Heights, I'm all for it. So much room to do whatever you want out there.
Interesting.
Andy, thanks for the phone call. Like, I don't care where it is. I've always said that. I'm not, just because I live in the burbs, I don't need it in the burbs. I've always said, just build it where you have the space.
I think Andy would agree. If you give them better access and a better experience, my guess is Andy wouldn't really care where it's at.
Right.
That's my guess, is that if you give people easy access in and out, you give them better amenities, you give them more of an entertainment type of presentation, then I think everyone would be happier.
Bill in Orland Park. Bill, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. Hey, was calling on just to provide a little bit of context on that proposed deal for the White Sox stadium. That's you know, they're proposing that with Related Midwest at the 78 property over there. And Related Midwest is actually owned by Stephen Ross, who also owns the Miami Dolphins. So potentially this could be a bigger situation than maybe just the stadium and that site. It could be, you know, maybe a entry into you know, White Sox ownership there with that whole.
It's very interesting. Related is based in New York, and it's got lots of different offices throughout the country. Yep. Chicago being one of them, which is called Related Midwest, which Correct. Is behind the project that WGN is saying would develop the land. Correct.
Correct. And I'd be interested to see if they're actually going to have that in the report or not. But I think there's some significance there.
It's
or at least a lot of potential.
It's great thinking, Bill.
Well, wasn't it also kind of, you know, speculation that this would be a project that would enhance the value of the White Sox, which would enhance...
I would think so.
It would expedite the sale of the team as well.
Right, right. Or when Jerry, you know...
decides to move on from them.
Yeah. So here is... this is the report. As we told you, WGN Television had an exclusive with the renderings. And then they explain what they have regarding the White Sox stadium. And this is an interesting time. We could have two teams simultaneously building stadiums a mere blocks away from each other.
Oh, boy.
Down Roosevelt Road with a new Bears stadium and a new Sox stadium. And this is not too long ago on WGN News.
Good evening. We start at 6 o'clock tonight with a WGN exclusive. Getting a first look at what a new home for the Chicago White Sox could look like.
The team's lease at Guaranteed Rate Field expires in 5 years. WGN's Jenna Barnes is here with the renderings.
Yeah, Mike and Ray, want to take a water taxi to a White Sox game? Well, you could in this new vision. This is the first time the public is seeing the full ballpark renderings presented by developer Related Midwest.
A ballpark with walls of windows facing the Chicago River with a potential expansion of the Riverwalk. Steps leading down to fans who can watch the game on a giant video screen from their boats. This is one rendering in a 17-page book developer Related Midwest is presenting to some lawmakers as the White Sox weigh a move to the South Loop. The current 62-acre vacant lot known as the 78 could be transformed into a mixed-use development. This rendering shows indoor dining and outdoor lawn space overlooking a new era of the famous exploding scoreboard, the pinwheels a focal point. Another angle shows views of the Willis Tower as fans take in a concert. The developer says 1,000 affordable housing units will also be a part of this development, and their plan includes ideas for Guaranteed Rate Field. There, they envision a reimagined campus with 1,300 residential units and a repurposed stadium that appears to be a soccer field. By the numbers, Related Midwest estimates 5 million annual visitors, a $9 billion estimated investment, $4 billion in stabilized annual economic impact, and 22,000 permanent jobs.
One of the things that I did appreciate in their presentation is that what they're considering, it's the way new stadiums should and could look, that they have community benefit.
Mayor Brandon Johnson saying late last month he hasn't gotten into the intricacies of the plan. Governor J.B. Pritzker said as of last week he had not yet been briefed on the proposal.
I don't really want to opine about it because I don't know what financing they're looking for. But you understand that, you know, my view in general is the taxpayers shouldn't have to pick up any bills for private businesses that are trying to, you know, extend their franchise in the city or the state, other than the normal things that we help businesses with, like infrastructure and so on.
The developer calling this a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Chicago.
There you go. WGN News just moments ago with their exclusive.
It looks like there would be tremendous congestion. There is a lot of stuff there that is very appealing.
But take a water taxi, no problem. That'll solve everything.
And they're talking about you can park your boat and watch it on a big screen.
How many boats?
Like five? Like,
well, how many people does that appeal to?
Right.
How many people do that?
Right. Hey, you want
to
get on a boat and hang out?
I mean, you thought the scout seats were pricey. Imagine the water taxi.
I mean, my point too is like, I mean, again, it's not like you
the
can put a thousand.
Nice.
Yeah,
the ballpark looks nice.
It does. If you add all these residential properties as well, I mean, think about the congestion in the area. Hit the river on one side of it.
They didn't say, though, how big the stadium is, the ballpark is?
No.
What would you be your guess? 32,000?
35 max.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I bet you it would be lower than
that. What was the, like, what's the new in Arlington, the Texas Rangers? The Globe Life. That's the newest. Is that the newest baseball stadium? I'm trying to think, but Texas is, everything's bigger in Texas, so that might not be a good gauge.
Like Fenway, I know, is old, but what is Fenway fit? 30 to 32?
No, I think it's closer to 40, isn't it?
Is it? I think
Globe
it's
Life
shocking.
40.3.
Yeah.
For Globe Life.
Yeah.
So, and that's,
Google Fenway's attendance.
Yeah, you may be right. I thought it was bigger, though.
Fenway capacity is 37,755.
Oh, it's 37.
Most baseball, Major League Baseball stadiums are over 35.
It says Fenway Park capacity comes in at 37,755, making it one of only seven Major League Baseball stadiums with a capacity under 40,000 seats.
So that would be the question. Would they be one of the few stadiums in Major League Baseball under 40,000? Would they go to 35?
35 is a sweet spot, I think.
Listen, what has their average attendance been just in general over the last 10 years?
Like 18?
So why would you build a 40,000-seat stadium thinking you're going to win the World Series once every 3 or 4 years and it's going to be filled to capacity? I think you build smaller stadiums with fewer seats and make the amenities better, give you more space, more amenities. And I think that...
Great demand?
Yeah, I think you would... Absolutely.
I mean, would you push it and go as low as like 30 and like make luxury boxes and... You know, a bigger part of your stadium. I mean, the view does look incredible. You're right about that, Sylvie.
Yeah, like that's what you've always wanted, you know?
Have you ever seen a bad artist rendering of a new stadium?
No, there's usually not a bad artist.
In fairness, like, the new stadiums all are pretty good. Like, you haven't really seen a bad new stadium.
Nobody builds a bad stadium anymore, huh?
You'd hope not, you know, a cool $2, $3 billion.
I can imagine if they did that there and the Bears were starting to build theirs over there as well.
It's a lot. Whew. All right, so there's the WGN story. All right, we're going to crosstalk with Black and Abdallah. That is coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
I think PD had a really good text. He said, "Who would have thought 6 months ago that we would see renderings of a new White Sox stadium before we would see renderings of a new Bears stadium?" No one.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Yeah,
PB's right. And you guys
it's Jerry Reinsdorf beating the Bears to the punch with regard to any access to any type of public funding, isn't it?
Public funding, the spot. I mean, that spot is a spot that's been rumored for a while, and it would make a lot of sense for a football stadium.
I still think what makes the most sense is that the White Sox take the 78 because they've clearly sat on it and called
you
dibs.
You want them on the south side.
And I want the Bears to go. Why can't the Bears go where the Sox are now? There's so many ways to get into that stadium. There's already parking. You could build another parking structure.
He wants the lakefront. You've heard Kevin Warren speak.
He loves it.
Cool.
If he's in the city, he wants
then
that lakefront.
Why didn't they announce it today? Oh, your ticket prices are going up. And we don't know what we're doing with the stadium yet. But guess what? Won our last five games
we'll
at home.
We'll know soon. We'll know first.
Had they not raised ticket prices the last couple of years?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't think they've been flat. Yeah, I don't think they have. Which
are they raising them as one of the excuses as well? You've only got 9 games? I mean, you lose a home game because you're in England. You're in London.
The letter did talk about the game in London.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the revenue share on that is. If the
but
NFL
isn't
has
this a year
it?
That they get the extra because it's an odd number of games? That wouldn't this
but
be
I thought
the year?
I thought normally if you've only got 8 regular season home games, you get 2 preseason.
You always
games,
get 10 of Dowell because remember. If you don't get 9 regular season home games, you get 2 preseason games, which they charge the same.
Yeah, right.
So they're only getting 8 regular season games now and 1 preseason.
Where's the first owner that's going to do that? The first owner that's going to be like, you know what? We're going to cut you guys a break on preseason games. We're going to raise regular season ticket prices.
The answer, there is
but
no,
not I think preseason. No
I think the only thing you can hope is that you have an owner like Arthur Blank, right? With the Falcons.
With the concessions.
Even though you're paying a lot to get in and you're paying for the preseason, that the concessions are like $2 for
it's
a
1980
hot dog.
Inside the stadium.
Yeah. Sandwiches are $4.
Season
a beer
ticket holders,
is $3.
You guys get 20 to 30% off, I think.
Yeah, I mean...
20 to 30% off a $90 beer.
That's helpful, I guess.
Beer will go up next year, sure. But you're
20%.
Yeah, 20%. You get 20% off, but it's going up 20%.
It's not hard to kind of sniff it out.
You guys are saying the renderings for the Sox Park on the 78. I agree. When you see bad renderings, like that would be something if they release the renderings. Like, this looks terrible.
Like a dog. I was chasing my tail going, this is cool.
And the other thing that I thought of is, did you guys notice how the property's kind of laid out on the 78? Is a lot of the conversation is like, you're right off of the red line. Like the Sox are now.
Yeah.
They're right off the red line. You're going to have to walk.
It's quite a hike.
The stadium's on the back of the 78 property. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you get off at Roosevelt at the red line, you're walking a half mile to get to the 78, and then you have to walk down the entire length
water
of the
taxi. Water taxi.
Also,
water
one taxi. Of the best parts of of a Sox game is that you can tailgate.
Yeah, there's did you guys no see any spots to tailgate?
You get your boat right next to you. Dock your boat. And you watch it on the screen.
The boat. What am I, Chelios?
The boat show.
I got a boat now.
Chelios.
Jeez, I mean,
Chelios the only one out there tailgate.
Hey guys, we're going to cut
really,
after.
Well, isn't that really going to upset?
It's all the members of U2. I mean, it's a great boating
isn't
experience.
Isn't that going to upset White Sox fans that they won't be able to tailgate?
It's a good point. I don't
Isn't
know
that what separates them from the Cubs?
Because they're probably going to just build the garage,
and
aren't they?
Wins. You and I have gone to games and talked to tailgaters and done like the why is this better than
people
Cubs,
love it.
And they're like, we get
White Sox fans love tailgating.
This is why it's better.
Yeah, you get the smells of the hot dogs and everything. You get some beers going. You're in the parking lot. People love that on the south
Big
side.
Big Ken had a good question, too, for Bears fans. Like, if you start building over there, like, where are you going to park?
Grand Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, just park right in the park.
On the grass.
Yeah, well, I mean, Lollapalooza ruins the park to begin with.
Bring him in. Roll it in. Come on.
How many cars can I make?
Right on the softball field.
Just ghost ride your car.
Of the entire summer, how many days of the actual summer is Grand Park actually usable anymore?
Not anymore, because they're going to keep doing the NASCAR thing. And maybe F1.
And F1. FU. And might as well use it as parking in the fall.
F1, FU.
That's basically what it's going to be like.
No, you're right. Where are people going to park if they build in the south lot?
Right. So Soldier Field will still be used for the game when they're building on the south lot, the new stadium, which is the biggest parking lot for Soldier Field.
Water taxis. You and your water taxis. Yeah. Just put the stadium on the water.
Listen, it sounds great.
Okay.
Water taxi.
Ski lifts is what I say.
I like
water taxi.
I mean, listen, what you're going to get is you're going to get a bunch of people buy the rickshaws now. Just become a rickshaw driver.
Rickshaws, ski lifts, let's do it.
You're rickshaw guy.
You're going to be in rickshaw traffic.
We need more of those little scooters.
It's scooter traffic.
Do you see Wilbon on one of those scooters?
I think that's
zipping through.
Yeah.
I told you they're going to build downtown.
He's in the back of a rickshaw.
You guys go to games. Where do do you ever talk with fellow season ticket holders and ask them where they prefer the new stadium be? I mean, is there a consensus that it would either be here or Arlington Heights?
Arlington.
I don't know. I've heard both. I've heard people that just they like the routine of going to the lakefront. I know my dad would much rather be out in the suburbs. He lives in Libertyville. Arlington Heights
would
be
a
hell of a lot easier of a commute. As someone who lives in the city, I don't mind a little bit longer of a drive if I knew that we were going to be conveniently parking somewhere. And then also, when you get in the stadium, you take your jacket off. There's no, you know, like...
You're going to have that... With this, too.
Yeah, but if there's no parking lots and you got to walk a mile and a half to get to where you want to go, you know, here's what I keep thinking in my head. I know that there's new people in charge with the Bears who are manning this plan, right? Like, it's not the last group that put this plan in place for what we currently have at Soldier Field. But I don't see how there's going to be something that's going to, like, really impress and thrill everyone. Like, the ideas of the South Lot, to me, just sounds like a complete mess. there's so many different questions. The parking, the infrastructure in and out as far as traffic goes. How do you handle playing while building? Like, this team has to play football.
Go play
games.
In Illinois again.
No, I just...
How
is this going to... how are we going
to be thrilled? Down to Champaign every Sunday to do like a game show.
Like, what's their plan that they're going to tell us and we're all going to say, that's a good plan?
Arlington Heights.
Arlington.
That's it, right? Like, that's the only one. They got the space and can do whatever they
want. South of the city you can do. Like, there's some land south of the city. South of downtown, I should say.
One end of the stadium on the inside. Put up a big mural of downtown or the lake so that people that are...
35th and Shields.
Yeah, hold on the green screen for Wilbon.
Just put on a green screen.
Still wants to see the lake from Sox Park, he can get his seats up higher. He can sit all the way in the 300s, can be like, look, you can see the lake.
You're not going to be able to see the lake through the dome.
That's fair.
It's a covered stadium.
Well, unless it's like Minnesota where it's all glass.
Here's the other thought that I had, right? When they first announced that they were purchasing Arlington Heights, we had full phone lines of people who were excited. Last week, we read the story that, the focus has shifted to the lakefront. And then, like, one person called. It was like,
Wilbon to say, I told you so.
It was Wilbon paying people to call into the radio station to tell us that they were happy that they were going to build on the lakefront. Who's excited that they're changing the plan from Arlington Heights to the lakefront? I don't get it.
If he's got solutions, I'm all ears. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll listen.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care. Yeah, that's why I let off the point by saying it's a different person in charge, right? Like, if this was Ted Phillips running this, I think we would all expect that it's not going to be great as a Bears fan. It's just what
we're saying that this is unwarranted optimism that it's going to be good just because it's a new person sitting in the living. It wasn't a pun. I realized that as I said it.
Oh, boy.
I think it is warranted because of what he did with the Vikings stadium.
Yes, that stadium is
one of the best stadiums I've ever walked into.
Yeah.
So I've got hope for that. It's just logistically, my brain doesn't comprehend based on the space and what they actually need to do to accomplish it, how that will actually work.
You'll figure it out.
I don't know.
They'll figure it out.
Listen, for the price that they charge for these tickets, you should have all the amenities and easy in, easy out. This should be part of the...
Or easier, you know? Easier, like, is there ever easy in, easy out?
Moving walkways.
Yeah, it's
like at the airport.
Hovering.
You leave the United Center, you get to go home.
Yeah.
You leave Soldier Field and you have to hang out two hours before you're allowed to go home.
When you leave, you get to go right home too? Sox Park.
Yeah, Sox Park. Yeah, it's great. In and out.
Very nice. Soldier Field there.
Very good.
That's Abdallah's plan. Crosstalk brought to you by Steinhoffels, four Chicagoland locations.
It's a good plan.
Easy in, easy out, the best furniture in town. Head to Steinhoffels. All right, Black and Abdallah next. Thank you to Field Yates who joined us today, Barstool, Big Cat. And good stuff, too, from Jeff Passan, both on the Chiefs and on baseball.
He'll be at the game on Sunday.
Yes, he's going on Friday. Thank you to Tyler Aki and Jeff Meller. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.